self-sufficient man. I take care of my own needs. I'm a self-sufficient man. I take care of my own needs. I don't need you or your friends. I ain't no dog. Been taking care of myself since I was 13 years old. Been taking care of myself since I was 13 years old. That girl gave me road, that my story could hold. Why even home safe and sound? I've been wandering around. I see the double things. Well, you can imagine your wildest dreams. So don't point your finger at me in your ignorant disbelief. I'm original man in the world. I'm coming down your street. Better watch out for me. Yeah, you better watch out for me. You got something to say to me? Say it to my face next time I meet. Heaven, boy.
Good. good time.
Yeah.
love me, but she did. I don't know why she love me like she do.
Street! You're the Thunderbird. You're the Thunderbird. You're the Thunderbird.
Just sitting on the porch in the summertime. You say jump, I say how high exactly you want me to jump to. You say walk, I'll walk to the end of the line, back to you. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, I'm.
Yes, I'm.
You say, boy, do you really love me? Well, I ain't got much words to say. Hey, hey. Let me write my answer down in the sand by the waves. Hey, hey. My name is Steve and I'm your riding man. Yes, I. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, here come the romantic part. If you want me to stay, I'll stash my sleeping roll under your bed. Hey, hey. That's it, more anything in my life I ever say. Hey, hey. My name is Steve and I'm your staying man. Yes, I am. My name is Steve and I'm your riding man. Yes, I am. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, I am. stay. I'll stash my sleeping roll under your bed. Hey, hey. That's it, more anything in my life ever said. Hey, hey. My name is Steve and I'm your stand man. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
My name is Steve and I'm your riding man. Yes, I am. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, I am. I sure do love playing in Belgium, you know. I know some of you know I've been playing here for a while, but this was kind of one of the first places that actually gave me a good job. I think the first time I really got to play for a lot of people here was at, I think it's called Humo or Pop Pole or something like that. I don't know. Is that right? Humo? Humo Pop Pole? Anyway, there was like 12,000 people there, but nobody knew who I was. They just, the people at the magazine just let me play. And it turned out it was like my birthday that day, but I didn't tell nobody. But when I checked in at the hotel, the guy who was the driver, he heard it was my birthday, but I kind of forgot. So then I went out in front of all those 12,000 people down there, Antwerp or whatever it was. And like, they're all, you know, I don't understand what y'all speak. And they was like talking, and there was some girl who's like a TV person. And all of a sudden, all the people started singing me happy birthday. And man, I was so embarrassed. And then the girl gave me a big old bouquet of flowers, and shit, I almost cried and things like that. But anyway, that was before anyone even knew who I was. It happened here, you know. Anyway, this here song is a new song. It's about a 1968 Plymouth Barracuda. Kinda. It's kind of about a hitchhiking. And it's kind of like, oh man, y'all got some thing going on here. Oh, yes, sir. And it's kind of about some girls, a few things like that.
That's how it was, y'all. put a thumbs out. Dream of the magic ride. What I'm talking about. They don't gotta be beautiful, just so-so. But we need good tune. He's our soul. He's a miracle. Yeah, a miracle. That 1968, I was there, y'all. No thought of the future, how the dice would fall. We then, how the world be now. I'd even be here, alive somehow. It's a miracle. Yeah, a miracle. It's a miracle.
Bring it on, my darling. tried this plan, have bust down, had bought out. Slim said the first one to stop by the Bogaloo. Said to do a pretty little thing, I think her name was Lou. And oh, I had a bet! Yeah, we rode into town, ha! We was a-walking down the street, ha! Lord, I knew something wrong, I could feel the heat. Up from the police, said, now, we're up to a town. I'm in the backseat, boys, gonna show you around. Never ever go in when you know you should be headed south. Never ever whisper when you know it's time. Spokane City Jail. When I got out, I was ready to sail. Captain said, you learned your lesson, boy. Said, have no doubt. Never ever go west when you know you should be headed. Never ever go west when you know you should be headed. Never ever whisper when you know it's time. Never go where when you know you should be headed. Never ever whisper when you know it's time to shout. Mr. Dan Magnuson on the drums.
That was exciting.
Don't go down to New Orleans, though I love you so, baby.
old B.O. dog. Take a ride out here, let you walk along with old B.O. dog. Well, Tony, land down low. Well, Tony, land down low. Well, Tony, land down low. Baby, all night long. Baby, you don't go. Baby, you don't go.
Dat was C6 Steve van Blues Peer 2014 en daarmee is deze aflevering van Hubert om de Heer weer bijna ten einde. Techniek in Peer, Rob Driessen, montage René Bergers. En verder dank aan John Hendricks en Sounds Venlo. Tot slot nog één toegift van C6 Steve, de Doghouse Boogie. Tot volgende week, amigos.
See, we're gonna get down on just a little bit of three string, one, two, three, trance boogie. That does where I belong. That's just the way the dice roll. Here's my doghouse song. It ain't the kind of blues you have for one day. You have it your whole life long. You got to be a professional. Sing the doghouse song. I would. You want the short story or the long story? Alrighty then. My mom and daddy broke up when I was 4 years old. When I was 7, she went and got herself a stepdaddy. Now things is all right for a while, you know, like a stepdaddy be going like this. Oh, what handsome young boys you have. They so well behaved. And then when the honeymoon was over, the honeymoon was over. Now this boy went off to Korea where he was a cook. He got so bad to the bone while he was cooking in Korea. When he come back from Korea, he thought he could beat up on me and my little brother because he was bad to the bone. So one day he come in my bedroom. I don't know, my mom had told him I'd done something wrong, some shit like that, you know. And he come in, and I was standing by the window, and he just pushed me out through the window. And the window was closed. So I'd just be laying out there, you know, kind of in the backyard, on my back, in the grass. In the grass. And in the broken glass. Just kind of relaxing, you know, like this. Just looking at the clouds going by and things like that. You know, having casual kind of thoughts. One of the casual thoughts I had is I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Now when he come back from Korea, he brought home this very pretty chrome-plated pearl handle 45 automatic, which he kept in his underwear drawer. One, two, three, four drawers down. And like all good patriotic young American boys,
We all know where the guns is. The loaded guns. And that's why we shoot each other fairly frequently. So the next day, while he was at work, I went in the bedroom, 1, 2, 3, 4 drawers down, and pulled out the pretty little chrome-plated, pearl-handle, 45 automatic, and I sat on the edge of the bed, and I went like this, and I waited for him to come home from work so I could put one in his punk-ass ear. I was 13, and I was getting ready to kill my stepfather. Getting ready to kill my stepfather, just 13 years old. I'm just fucking with my guitar here a little bit because I got a special little thing here for you now. And just about before he came home, I was sitting there with the fucking gun and I went, and I had me a revelation. Put your right hand up, everybody. Put your right hand. Okay, put it down. Because I know my revelation was not Jesus. Because the first thing my revelation said to me was, Steve, you dumb shit. That's why I thought it might not be Jesus. Steve, you dumb shit. You shoot that punk ass motherfucker, you're gonna go to jail for the rest of your natural ass life. Oh, and then my revelation said, why don't you just pack your little bag, you dumb shit, and leave?
Oh, what a good idea.
So I left home before I was 14 years old. Figured I'd do it better on my own. I didn't follow a number of years of kind of bumming around. And sometimes getting locked up. And sometimes going cold and hungry. I never really had, you know, school education, but I always did pick on this guitar. Put the hat out for the spare change. Look at me now. Look at me now. I don't know why things went wrong. It ain't bad now. So I just keep playing my doghouse music. Sing the doghouse song.
No.